All right, Mike. He's a regular now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a co-host.
And he's one of the main men. He is the main guy for Antigua. The CEO, Mr. Ron McPherson. Ron, welcome back into the golf shop.
Thanks for having me on, gentlemen. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
It's good, like old home week.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I didn't get to see you at the merchandise show. I breezed by a couple times, and you were busy the whole time, so I didn't get to talk to you then. But I got to talk to...
we missed each other.
Yeah, I got to talk to a couple of your reps, and I actually, you'll be happy to know, I have a big charity golf tournament here, the Michelle Bridges Foundation, that benefits the Levine's Children's Hospital. And this year, every participant, we cap it at 104 participants, every participant is getting a pair of shorts, a shirt, a piece of outerwear, and a hat from Antigua.
Whoa.
Wow. Well, we're glad to be part of it. Thanks very much.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you helping us out with that and your reps helping us out, and it's going to be great stuff. And so tell everybody a little bit about what's going on in the performance golf category in 2016.
I think the biggest change this year is really twofold. One is in color. The highlighter colors that were part of the landscape in the industry over the last few years, you know, the bright yellows, bright oranges, you know, the iridescent greens, they've all been toned down to more jewel tones. So there's more, you know, true reds, true royals, you know, that type of thing. And I, you know, that's just part of the apparel business. You know, those cycles happen and then colors change again. So that's probably one of the key things that have changed. And then a lot of blends now in the synthetics, instead of just the wicking moisture management polyesters, a lot of polyester and spandex blends that give even more stretch to the garment, I think is one of the big trends we're seeing this year.
Now, is the move away from traditional cotton, is that one of the biggest changes in apparel, sports apparel across the board that we've seen over the last 20 years?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest change in the golf industry in apparel, in that cotton dominated the industry, you know, forever, and then the introduction of the performance wicking moisture management fabrics that also performed exceptionally well in maintenance, you know, as far as washability, et cetera, they've really been dominating over the last 10 to 12 years.
So when it comes to colors and styles and changes in materials and layering and all that, how does a company like Antigua stay ahead of the curve when it seems like some of those big companies think they can set the trend?
That's a great question. You know, we've got great people in all our departments, and our folks in our product development area, even though we're not as big as some of the, you know, the big brands, they do great work. They do great due diligence in the market. Certainly with the advent of the Internet, they can see trends very quickly. In the old days, we actually subscribed to various services that would give us prognostications on color and that kind of thing. But we can see it real time now on the Internet, you know, from the standpoint of housewares and shoes and furnishings and everything you can think of is, you know, what color trends are happening and that kind of thing. So our design and development team do a really good job in staying on trend.
So is it possible when you saw the move to stainless steel and even like colored red appliances, a red toaster could provide inspiration for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, in... you know, our guys were looking at the extreme sports when all of the highlighter colors were really popular. You know, we had to decide to put the highlighter colors in 18 months before we were going to ship them. So we were taking a pretty good risk, but we felt like it was a risk worth taking because you could see it in other areas, you know, in extreme sports and in other parts of the apparel business. So it worked really well, and those colors sold terrific. Now we believe that the trends are to more jewel tones, and it's going to tone down. And so far, our bookings for spring are proving that we were right. We're doing very well with our bookings for spring, and so we'll start shipping all those good-looking products basically in the month of March.
Well, if anybody's looking for the pure green shirt, they better hurry up because, like I said, we're ordering.
You guys went after those
bunch,
huh?
Of them for you, 104 in all various sizes.
Nice. So yeah, we appreciate that.
Get them while they're hot. You know, it seems like my wardrobe, you know, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago was like all solids. Then it went to like stripes and funky patterns. Now I feel like I need to go back to solids again. Is that kind of something that you're seeing with the introduction of that pure line and some of the other things, and going back to these jewel tones?
Yeah, the solids are Like Pure is absolutely, that's why we named it Pure. I mean, it is purely a solid shirt. But its brother, called Element, is a heather. From 20 yards away, it looks like a solid, but you get up and it's two different dye stuffs that create a heather design, and that's exceptionally popular this year. All of the heathers, not only in the shirts, but we're doing them in a number of outerwear pieces as well. So, but to your point, yeah, I think that there's always going to be basic stripes in golf. You know, the golf stripe seems to be an ongoing thing. We're all testing, when I say we're all, the other companies we compete against, we're all testing prints. But that nice solid shirt or a derivative of a solid shirt always is pretty strong.
Now, how much influence, if any, do your licensees and some of your, you know, endorsers, some of your players out there, do they get a preview and have any say in where this thing goes?
We do our best to get information to our tour players, but their primary feedback to us is their playability, mm-hmm. and how the product is performing for them day in, day out. And one of the reasons that we've extended more spandex in several of the styles is that one of the styles that we did, I think it was 3 years ago, it was a lady style called Gem, was Stacey Lewis's favorite shirt because it had a little bit of spandex in it. I think it was like 6% spandex, and it just gave that much more stretchability and flex. And so we took her advice, and we added more to other styles, and we've consistently run the Gem, just changed the colors. And it continues to be a top seller for us.
Again, we're talking with the CEO of Antigua, Mr. Ron McPherson. And Ron, when you guys start looking at fabrics and things along those lines, are we going to see anything new coming out, or are we just kind of really perfecting more and more each year in terms of the amount of spandex that we put in certain things to make them stretchable, breathable, even to the point where we get outerwear? I mean, we are looking at the outerwear pieces, the Legion jacket that's coming out for the summer, and you know that thing looks like I've actually put it on. It's really lightweight. It's waterproof. I mean, it's got all the things you look for if you get caught out and playing in a little bit of a sprinkle in warm weather.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, where are we going?
I think, you know, right now it's refinement. It's, you know, the synthetics are still very strong, and refining them to continue to offer the moisture management, you know, the wicking capacity of the garment. The little addition of the spandex just adds to the softness of the garment and the hand of the garment. I think you'll notice that in the Pure when your guests wear that product, because that has some in it. And so it's more refinement right now. But our team is always looking for that next thing that might come along. And possibly it'll be in cotton in one of these days, because, you know, the cotton people and the producers of cotton certainly are going to continue to try to find product that is going to be competitive. And so we're always looking at every possible thing that we can look at and then make a decision whether we bring it into our line or not.
So as you guys continue to excel at shirts and hats and outerwear and now shorts and pants and things like that, where are you guys looking next? I mean, are we going to start seeing socks and gloves, and you're going to have your own shoe line sometime?
No, right now we'll leave the shoes to the experts. We're an apparel company. We're looking at certainly always, you know, adding dimension to our line. I think the biggest thing that occurred over the last few years as far as a category is concerned is the midweight to lightweight outerwear pieces that people wear over the top of a polo shirt and then take it off when it's warm enough in the afternoon or whatever. Those particular pieces, if we look back at our catalog, say 6 or 7 years ago, we might have had one or two items in that category. We now have 10 or 12 items in that category because it's just such a good area. And it's just helped, you know, grow incrementally because of that addition in those midweight and lightweight outerwear pieces for men and women.
Well, speaking of dimensions, I'm somebody who suffers with his own dimensions. I'm every bit of a 2X. And when I came to Antigua, when you guys were the official of the Symetra Tour a few years back, and I'm one of the tournament directors, I fell in love with the product because the folks who came to us as volunteers who wore smalls, mediums, large, extra large, double extra large, even some triples and some quads, nobody complained about the sizing. How is
right.
it? I want to see the six people you line up in your office and say, okay, that's a small, that's a medium, that's a large. Because, you know, when you try on other brands, the fit is not as consistent. So how do you guys do that and maintain that consistency?
Well, I'm glad that you've had that experience, because that's really a hard thing. with 325 employees, we do have various people that we use as fit models to actually try on the gear and test the spec. And, you know, specs change. Shirts that were manufactured 6 or 7 years ago in that time of the line, they were probably slightly bigger in a couple of areas. You know, if you look at sleeve lengths, you remember how sleeve lengths were almost all the way down to the elbow just a few years ago. You can see sleeve lengths are, you know, creeping up a little bit. And so keeping up with specs is a really tough thing. And again, my hat's off to our product development team because they work real hard to make us as consistent as we possibly can be.
Yeah, just don't get too athletic, and I'm putting that in air quotes, athletic fitting. You know, the older we get, the less athletic fitting that we can wear. So, I mean, that's what we appreciate, too, is that you have the opportunity. I think at Nike earlier this week rolled out something that's looking like it's like wouldn't even fit on my thigh.
No, our V-shape backs have gone more to the H.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, one of the things that Sean Gregg, who's the VP of Product Development and Marketing Support, one of his mantras is for sure hitting a wide demographic. So we want to be able to fit, you know, the young, we want to fit the middle-aged golfer, and we want to fit the senior golfer. So our garments are always going to be a little bigger. They're not going to be that, you know, totally that very, very form-fitting type product. We just feel like we need to fit a larger demographic.
Well, Ron, man, as always, we appreciate you hopping on with us. We look forward to getting more of your product year in and year out and wearing it good. And again, I thank you guys for the great pricing you gave for our charity as well.
We're happy to be involved and appreciate very much being on your show.
All right. Thanks a lot. That is Ron McPherson with Antigua